Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this morning's reflection service by Shotgate Baptist Church. It's Louise here again. I hope that you've all been having a good week. It's Sunday the 7th of June, and we are continuing to record our services remotely due to the social distancing measures put in place by the government to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. Again, we won't be having any sort of preaching or teaching as such today, but I will be sharing some reflections from two psalms and some songs and some readings. Just some thoughts for us to consider together as we read God's words and as we spend this time as a fellowship together. So before we begin, I'd like to ask Pam, who's going to say a word of prayer for us to begin our service.
Good morning, everyone. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and joy of coming together in your holy name today. And even though we are separated, Lord, we are still one body, your church. May we be quiet before you now to know your presence and therefore know we are standing on holy ground. As we look at your word today, may we grow closer to you and have a deeper understanding of your majesty and your great love for all you have made. We thank you for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus to bring us into a right relationship with you. Give us a sacrificial heart, Lord, and set us apart to be holy for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Pam, for doing that. So one of our readings for today is from Psalm 8. It's going to be one of the psalms that we're going to be looking at. And Lara is going to read this for us. Please do read along in your own Bible. This is the part normally in the service where we listen out for the lovely sound of Bible pages flicking. So please do turn there. We're going to be reading from the NIV version.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise, because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honour. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Thanks, Lara. So I've picked out Psalm 8 today and another Psalm, 103, and I've chosen those because I felt that they'd spoken to me over the last few weeks, and particularly the themes that came out were of God's majesty and also the many gifts and blessings that he brings to us. So we're going to be having a look at those later, and I'm just going to be sharing some thoughts that hopefully will be an encouragement and a challenge to us. I'm going to do things slightly differently this week to keep you on your toes. The songs are going to be mixed in with the things that I'm going to be sharing. So firstly, I'm going to play the song We Want to See Jesus Lifted High, which is an uplifting song, and it reminds us of our own personal mission field and that step by step we are moving forward and we are making ground, and of course God will get the glory in its own time. So as many of you may know, I used to play the keyboard in church. I haven't played for quite some time, so this lockdown situation has encouraged me to pick it up again. It was 3 years sat in its case, so excuse any duff notes, but I hope that you enjoy it. Let's praise God together, and do sing along at home if you know the words.
Thank you.
I hope you were doing the actions along at home. And now we are going to move on to our second reading for today, which is the whole of Psalm 103. And Helen has kindly agreed to read this for us. So again, please do read along if you have your Bible to hand.
Good morning, everybody, and God's blessings to you on this Sunday morning. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you, his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Thanks very much, Helen, for that. Now, I just want to focus on this word, majesty. Right at the beginning, in verse 1, we see this word. It's something that we've heard many times before, and I can think of three songs straight away that reflect this word. King of Kings, Majesty, Here I Am, Humbled by Your Majesty, and Worship His Majesty. Of course, the word is so frequently used in songs and in other passages in the Bible. It's certainly in the Psalms quite a lot as well. So let's think about this word and what it means for us. So out of interest, I looked up the definition of majesty in the dictionary. I don't really think I've used one since my school days, but I actually found it quite helpful to rethink what some of these familiar words mean as I was preparing these talks. Over time, sometimes words can lose their impact or get muddied along with other things. So when I looked at majesty, it says it is impressive beauty, scale or stateliness. And in my concordance, at least, it shows that there were 54 references to this word majesty, or using it as the term majestic, throughout the Bible. And that's according to my study notes, obviously. Thanks to John for counting them, but it may vary between versions. But throughout the Bible, we learn of God's characteristics and traits, of which, of course, there are many. But certainly the standard definition of majesty applies to our Father God. He is, of course, impressive. He is beautiful in his holiness, and his omnipresence and scale is mind-boggling. His royalty as king is key to our identity and our relationship with him. To me, one of the things that reveals part of God's majesty to us is particularly the beauty through creation. So as we read through verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 8, it reminded us of God's creation, this epic work that was done to create the world that we live in today. Being around nature always reminds me of how awesome and unique God is and how tiny I am. There are lots of references in Psalm 103 to God's position in the heavens and ruling over creation, so I felt that the two psalms tied in quite nicely together. Maureen is now going to share with us a little bit about a time when she was struck by God's majesty and what it meant for her.
Listening to Louise's word last week reminded me that the Lord is with us wherever we are. I've been fortunate to have travelled to many different countries, and every morning I would pray for safe travelling. My favourite place I've been to is Alaska. We had a helicopter trip on top of a glacier. Yes, I prayed that morning. When we stood on the glacier, the quietness and the serene of it all was breathtaking. I thank God for our creation. It doesn't matter where we are, travelling around, to work, shops. It's good to know the Lord travels with us.
Now, I'm sure we can all visualise this kind of scene in our mind's eye and imagine what it must feel like. You know, Alaska is constantly on nature programmes on the TV, and there's so many different types of wildlife that are out there. I'm sure we all have photos of places like this, whether it's Snowdonia, whether it's the coast, whether it's abroad, where God's amazing creation has taken our breath away. Have a think about that, a time that you've been struck by the beauty and awesomeness of God's creation in nature and life. It could be in an impressive landscape, it could be a peaceful scene, holding a newborn baby, or even just seeing an animal in the wild, maybe a bird in your back garden. I think sometimes we have that kind of mountaintop experience to serve as a reminder to us, and I think it's important to remember those moments and value the focus that they can bring us of God's majesty and his presence with us. So I'd like us to sing together now, You're the Author of Creation. I love this song. It reminds me to look outside of what is going on in my own personal situation and consider the wider world, all that God has made. It's a really good reminder of his blessings to us. And it's one of those kind of gospel inner songs, which I love so much. It just reminds us of the whole message of the gospel. So please do sing along at home if you know the words, even if it's just the chorus. Thank you. move on a little bit to verses 4 to 8. So reading through these verses reminds us that although we are tiny in the grand scheme of things, God places us in a high position with the responsibility to look after creation. In my footnotes, it points us to a reference of this psalm in Hebrews 2, verses 5 to 18. To be honest, I hadn't realised that this psalm was quoted elsewhere, so it makes an interesting read if you have time to turn there and take a closer look. Reading through this passage also reminded me of a chapter in Colossians. It's something that I did a Bible study on right when I first started university. I think it was practically the first week. I joined the Christian Union and a couple of people wanted to study this passage. I remember going through it line by line. In my Bible, it's entitled The Supremacy of Christ. So again, if you have time, I would encourage you to read through it. It's chapter 1 and verses 15 to 23. It really reminds me personally of how God has blessed us and also of the majesty of Christ in all that he is and the role that he played in creation. Looking at verse 4 of Psalm 8, it leads us nicely on to Psalm 103, which Helen kindly read for us earlier. I enjoyed reading this psalm. It is quite lengthy, but it's such a stark reminder of all that God has done for us. Again, it serves to remind us how small we are, but how much God loves us and includes us in his plans. Now, my husband would tell you that I'm a huge fan of keeping lists. It's the only way I can ever stay organised. And I felt that this just maybe spoke to me from that perspective, because it's just packed full of content. It's such a long list of everything that God gives us and has done for us. So I don't know about you, but as we were hearing this psalm being read, there were quite a lot of bits of songs that kept popping into my head. It's clearly been the inspiration for many songs over the years. So, you know, if you get bored and have a spare 5 minutes, maybe go through and see if you can identify how many that you can recognise. I mean, to be honest, going through that chapter, I don't really know where to start in terms of picking things out. The whole thing is just an encouragement, so just read it line by line and really think about what those things mean. But for the purposes of today, I'm just going to pick two things that particularly spoke to me when I read it. Now, last week I mentioned about the importance and significance of getting quality rest and, you know, relaxation. Sometimes we all feel weary and tired and fed up. I think it's just part of being human. But one verse in this psalm spoke to me particularly. Anyone who's heard my testimony over the years knows that a passage in Isaiah played a big part of my faith journey and continues to do so. So it's Isaiah 40, verse 31. I'm going to read it to you now. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. How encouraging is that for us? Of course it is. And the idea is echoed in the psalm that we read earlier, 103. See verse 5. He renews us with energy like the eagles. So let's take hold of that promise and ask God to lift us when we get weary. I'm now going to play to you Beautiful Lord, Wonderful Saviour, which is a very reflective song and encourages us to continually renew our commitment to God and asks him to shape our character and our lives. So, based on that theme of rest, I'd encourage you just to take a moment just to rest in God and just reflect on the words as they go through your mind and just ask him to shape your own character and your own life and just continue to commit to him and that journey. Thank you. Now, the second thing that I wanted us to just have a quick look at from the Psalm 103 is just the concept of salvation, really. You know, as we were reading through it, there's so many references in here to forgiving all our sins, redeeming us from death, not punishing us, and removing our sins. It doesn't feel all that long ago that we were going through the Easter passages with Polani. And of course, the cross and the resurrection aren't just Easter stories. They are all-time truths for us. Taking communion a few weeks ago gives us such a strong reminder of this to us in a practical way. But let's not lose sight of the epicness of what God did through Jesus in the cross. I'm sure that isn't a word, I'll look it up in the dictionary, but it is an epic truth, and let's grip hold of this and thank God that we have this certainty of salvation and eternal life. I'm just going to read a verse for you. I'm sure you will all know it as soon as I start talking, but it just reminds us of this truth. I'm going to flick through the Bible so you get that noise. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I'm going to play a final song for us today. It's I Am a New Creation. It's a joyful song celebrating all that we are in Christ. I hope it brings a smile to your face. I chose a bit of a funky backing track, so I hope it makes you smile for the right reasons. Sing along if you can at home, maybe even clap if you're feeling enthusiastic, but I hope it brings joy to your heart. Let's pray together as we close this time. Father, I thank you that we're able to spend this time together on your day. I thank you for all the reminders that we have in your word of who you are and that you don't change. As we hear such awful things happening across our world, may we as your people always remember that we are equal in your eyes. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. Let us be free from prejudice, bias, or insensitivity towards others who may be different to us, and seek to share God's love with all those around us who don't know you. May your hope bring comfort to those who need it today. As our majestic King, we pray for peace over our land. We pray for wisdom for those in positions of leadership. And for us here at home in Shotgate, we thank you that we are a part of your family. We thank you that you have given us more than we could ever deserve, salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. As it says in Psalm 103, let all that I am praise you. May I never forget the good things that he does for me. Help us to treasure your word in our heart and remember your wisdom and encouragement when we need it the most. Help us to continue to commit our lives to you each day, seeking to be more like Jesus in the way that we live our lives, so that others will see you in us and want to know you for themselves. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I hope that there's been some encouragements and challenges in what I've shared and what we have read together. Of course, please do have a look over those passages in your own time and share with us if you find anything else that you would like to encourage us with. Polani is going to be back next week and he's going to be speaking to us throughout the rest of June as we continue in the Psalms. We're going to be doing this until the middle of July and then we will move on to a different series. As we close, I would like to read from the end of the book of Jude. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence, without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. As Polani would say, keep safe, keep in touch and keep the faith. Thank you for joining us today and God bless.